Good morning. Welcome to Freedom from Pain Programs with Yiwing Tong, MD. This is Elaine, your co-host with Dr. Tong. Dr. Tong is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. During his training, he realized the fallacy of conventional drugs and surgery, which treat the symptoms rather than the cause of a disease, and he started to investigate natural therapies such as Chinese medicine and homeopathy. He has innovated an East-West treatment called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. Millions of Americans today are suffering from a barrage of degenerative disorders such as Alzheimer's, arthritis, asthma, allergies, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, depression, chronic infections. The list is endless. Unfortunately, conventional medicine has no cure for these problems. However, for the past year, we have been proving with weekly case histories that these chronic ailments can indeed be cured with the NBE method. Dr. Tong's discovery, therefore, is truly the most astounding breakthrough in the last century. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a cure for a single chronic disorder, yet Dr. Tong is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is mainly because the NBE approach focuses on treating the underlying cause of the disease rather than merely masking its symptoms. Stay tuned to hear how Dr. Tong cures diseases that are considered incurable. Listen to our past shows posted on drtong.com. That's drtong.com. We welcome questions or comments. Please call in during the show at 1-800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150.
Good morning. A very happy Chinese New Year to all of you, and wish you good health and prosperity for the year 2002. To begin a new year, I want to give you some simple advice on how to achieve health, happiness, and prosperity. And I sincerely mean that and know how to do it. Number one is that if you are sick and is receiving treatment, you need to find out whether the treatment is merely masking the symptom or treating the real problem. For most of you, 99% of you, probably only merely masking a symptom. Keep in mind that the untreated underlying disease plus the toxic effect of the drugs, it keep rotting your system. That's not what you want to do. The second thing is that if you are lucky enough to go to a natural doctor that use natural therapy and you're getting better, you need to learn how to maintain health. Your practitioner may not know this about as much about how to balance and keep your health. There are two things I want to keep it very simple for you to remember to maintain health. Number one, most important, is your energy, your life energy. The life energy from your mind and spirit. The Chinese found this and they call it qi. Now that is just a Chinese word. So don't let it mystify you, okay? Qi is the energy essence that make up your mind and spirit, much like the molecule make up your body. Okay, qi is what enables you to think, to do physical works, and do living activities. So the best translation is life, life energy. A healthy, muscular, strong, big boxing champion, when you get sick, cannot think, cannot even stand up. So the muscle and bones have nothing to do with your strength. It is the qi. Okay? Balanced qi means happiness. Abundant qi means good health and physical strength. And in the commercial world, this qi is represented by money. So everybody is fighting for qi. After all, you think about it. Qi is what enables you to purchase more physical or mental help. Qi, money is nothing but your physical and mental effort. Bill Gates has a lot of money because he know how to invent something with his mind, and he does somebody a favor, he expects somebody to perform service for him, back, but he doesn't need a million people who bought his software to do things for him, so he take it back in the form of money. Now, this is important later on for you to understand why feng shui work. And now, we have been helping people with feng shui, and you'll be amazed what that can do to your lifestyle. But the second word, other than qi and life, is balance. This is something that I don't see much in the medical literature at all, so you need to learn that. And if I got more time today or next week, I'll talk about balance. But for now, let's talk about the guest for today. A lot of you have been hearing our program, and one of the biggest factors that some of you do not come to me is needle phobia. You think it's too painful, or you're scared of needles. We have scheduled a couple of guests, okay, that are scared still from needles. The first one is a grown man, in fact, very successful. He had run a very successful company for more than 20 years. I get to know him because he had a little son, 8-year-old Philip. Okay, he was, Big Phil was in our show maybe a year ago, sharing a story. Little Philip has, had problem with seizures for quite a while, and they, keep giving him medication, up to 7 or 8 different medications, and he was getting worse and worse and having more seizures. Every few seconds we have a seizure. So the neurologist at UCLA wanted to double up his medication. That is when Phil brought the son to me, and I cure him without needles. But anyway, Phil, because of the great result with his son, make an appointment for me to treat his depression and other problems. But he was so scared of needles, he did not keep it last year. He came back to me recently because he feeling just horrible. Let's get Phil on the line to have him share the story. Good morning, Phil.
Hi, Dr. Tom. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good. Before we get started, I got someone here who wants to say hi to you.
Oh. Who is this?
Who do you think is this?
Little Phil.
Hi.
Hi. How are you?
Good.
Good. Are you still doing well?
Yeah.
Do you still have seizures or no?
No.
You are eating a good diet. Are you eating any candies?
No.
No. That's good boy. That's why you're still good. Yeah, I want to keep that, I want the audience to keep that in mind, okay? Curing a disease requires two parties. Our part to restore the health of the patient's part to get on the right kind of diet. And I must be, commend you a little, Phil, because you are a good boy. You're not eating too much candy and things that, and your parents have been fantastic to keep you on the diet that we recommend. And that's how you cure your problem. Anyway, Phil, can you update us a little bit on what happened to your little son? Maybe give a little story, a summary on what happened to him and what we were able to do for him. Phil? We have a little problem with the connection. We are trying to get back to the Big Phil. Okay, let me just tell you what I did for little Phil. Little Phil absolutely refuse to have any needle, acupuncture or shots, okay? So I had to do massage. Every time we come in treatment, I massage the point, I open up the point, and I also use a technique called auricular therapy, using a little electrical device and kind of stimulate and shock the ear a little bit. And he was, okay with that because I guess there are no needle. So, but the auricular therapy is very, very effective for people who know how to do it. And in fact, I went to many medical conferences, and because I'm forced to do it, and however, most of the time, I don't agree with their comments, I don't agree with what they do, so what I do is I rent up a booth and show doctors what I can do for them, and sometimes I have lines of people. Okay, they are back on the line now, okay? Phil?
Yeah, how you doing, Dr.?
Okay, we want you to hear the story of little Phil. Can you just summarized what happened to him before he came to see us?
Well, like I said, he started getting paroxysmal seizures when he was probably, I'd say, five and a half, and they lasted about a year and a half, and in that time we took him to the so-called conventional doctors that were, like I said, experts in their fields, and all they wanted to do was put him on a medication. We went through 9 different medications, and then that didn't work, and they wanted to start doubling up, and that's when I made the decision to live with seizures and until I found you.
I see. So you had gone to even places like UCLA, right?
No, yeah, no. We went to the foremost sports called expert in that field, the pedemol seizures, and even suggested maybe putting in an implant and,
just, in the brain. Like that's horrible.
Yeah, it's just I mean, I can't imagine.
You have the most darling son. We call him like we have goldfish. I compare him with my goldfish. And he's just really cute. So it would be horrible to subject your son to such atrocity. Oh, it's really incredible.
I mean, when he was on the drugs, he was like he was a zombie. And how are kids supposed to learn like that? And then they wanted to double it up, and wait a minute. You know?
See, your wife told me that they keep sending him home from school because he was too drowsy, couldn't concentrate.
His eyes would be half open from the medication.
From the medication. Mm-hmm. One more thing that I just want to bring this up. With all the publicity about that woman that drowned five of her kids, I have not seen the publicity or the information that she was on four different medications, and some of them are twice or three times the recommended dose. Uh-huh. And, you know, the drug company is so powerful.
I hear about it every day. I mean,
yeah, they kept this information out from the public and blame the poor woman. That's terrible. Yeah. Anyway, so for 3 years he had seizures, then, right?
From a year and a half.
Year and a half?
Mm-hmm.
But he was eight when he first came to see me, right?
Yeah, well, then maybe he probably started in mid with six and a half. I mean, that whole segment of my life.
But that's long enough, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But it was too long as far as I'm concerned.
Yes.
And we gave up hope until we found you.
Okay, so that was how long ago?
Steve, what did you treat for, about 8-10 months ago?
Yes. So.
And I think after the second treatment, he was showing probably, I would say, 50-75% improvement.
Yes.
And you didn't give him the needle treatment,
yes,
injection treatment. You just did it with good nutrition, and you did massage therapy.
I had to spend a lot of time to play around with him.
Well, yeah. I mean,
you know, to get that shot on his ear, but he's a good boy. He allowed me to do that.
Oh, yeah. Your bedside manner is just, I mean, he felt real comfy. He felt the most comfortable with you than he did with any doctor.
Right, that's good. So he has stopped treatment at least 9-10 months now. So has he had any seizures?
No, you should see him. He's twice the size he was when you saw him.
Oh, fantastic.
And he's smart, and he's learning, and everything is great.
That is what make my day.
He was 9 last week.
Yes, okay. You see, folks, this is what I call a cure. A cure. And I say a cure because as long as little Phil learn what to eat, his seizure problem would not come back. If it comes back, and if I'm able to use a needle or the electric therapy, I'll get rid of it. So don't let other people mislead you that seizure cannot be cured.
Yeah, as far as I'm concerned, you performed two miracles, one on my son and one on me here just recently.
Great, okay. Now, you make an appointment for me to treat your depression last year.
Yeah.
But you never kept it.
I canceled.
Huh? What was the reason?
Well, you know what the reason was.
You were too scared.
I've been definitely scared of needles.
Yes.
And I don't know. It just takes over my thought process and the pain is. I mean,
nothing compared to depression, right?
It's just the thought. It's just a phobia I have. And
in fact, let me share something. Okay.
Yeah.
It took just as long to treat you the first time as little Phil, because you keep putting your hand back in the back and keep telling me not to do this and not to do this.
Yeah.
Only do two or three or four shots.
For the orientation, the next thing I know, I was getting treatment. I mean, I wasn't ready for that, but you know what? Right after that first treatment, I felt 100% better.
Yes.
I don't know if you told the audience, but I had the human parvo, which is called the fifth disease, and my wife had it too. And it's been about 2 years now. And what it does is inflames all your small joints, your wrist, your elbows, your knees, and your ankles. And I felt like I really never did get over that because every morning I wake up, I have ache pains. When I get up in the morning, it takes me an hour to warm up and to get ready to go to work. And I have not felt good since I've had that. And after your second treatment, I have no pain.
Wow, see, money doesn't mean anything. You have a very successful company for 20 years. You work way too hard. You lack balance. You lack balance in your life. You lack that created imbalance in your physical body. You are nothing but an organ within your family. within your business. Okay, everything is tied together by balancing the energy around you. Okay, so I balance your body, and that's why once you create balance, the thing disappears. But the thing that I want to share with the audience is that depression is really 10,000 times worse than physical pain, because I have physical pain for 8-9 years, and then I got in depression because I was so fatigued. And I'm telling you, okay, I lose complete motivation to fight it. The 8 to 9 years, I gave myself injections, they're painful, but I knew I'm going to overcome it. But once I get to be too tired and fatigued, I just kind of drag along, and that is the most horrible feeling.
Yeah, let me tell you, you're not telling me anything new. I couldn't even get up to go to work. I mean, I had no desire to get up and go to work, and now I can't wait till I get to work. I'm doing some gardening out here. I can't find enough things to do. It truly is amazing. And I saw you, was it Thursday?
Yes.
I have felt 100% better from that day.
You have how many treatments from me so far?
Three treatments. Yeah.
Isn't that the joke?
It is the joke. You know, and the simplicity of what you do, and the results that you get out of it is just—it's truly remarkable. It really is. I mean, I've been just talking my head off about you.
Let me tell you some better news. Okay, I have explained to you about doing feng shui for your body and for your family and for your company, and you see, you have not experienced what you think is happiness yet. Because I knew it. Okay, I all the things I do to my patient, I personally do it first. And there's nothing that I intend to do except to have you try one time and experience how is it feel to be balanced.
You haven't lied to me yet, so
no.
I should just try it. I mean, whatever you say is what I'm going to try, because I'm definitely a believer in the type of medicine that you're performing.
Yeah. Very good, Phil. You know, I want to thank you ahead of time, because you not only you're a good company, but you have many, many talents which you never have time to do it. Okay,
no.
You're a sculptor. No, you say you can do wood sculpting, and I always try to look for a wooden parrot.
Yeah.
And you promise you could do it for me.
I'll do it for it.
Yeah, you know what I'll do? I'll put your picture and your product on my website for our audience to see it. To see what brings back life and health and happiness to a person can really make their life more colorful and more enjoyable.
You must get a good feeling making people feel good again, don't you?
Really, yeah, that's one of the best things in life. You to be able to enable other people to be get back to health and be happy. Yeah.
I'd like to just say something. I'll probably cut it short. Anybody out there that has any type of pain, anything, I mean, this is the man you have to see, because he definitely does perform miracles, as far as I know.
Well, thank you, okay? It's not really a miracle. It's really simple.
To me, it is.
Yeah.
To everybody else, it is.
Yes.
You made a believer out of me.
Well, thanks very much, Phil. You have a nice weekend, because we're going to follow you up later on your progress, okay?
Yeah. You got it. Anytime.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
For those people that have questions on what I do, it's really simple. One of these days, I'm going to write a book. In fact, I'm making some audio cassette to explain how the mind and body heal. The only way that you can cure something, is find out how the system, that living system, like a body, like a family, like a company, how the system functions, what they use. Okay, you get that system back on its own feet, doing its own thing without outside interference. Doing is normal activity. For human, that means eating the right kind of nutrition. No hormone therapies, no thyroid replacement, no estrogen replacement. Those things make your organ, shrink your organ. You use diuretic, you shrink your kidney. Okay? Okay, so those people that have questions, okay, you can get a free short phone consultation during the weekdays. Call my number at 714-556-8664. Later on, I'll share you with a little email that I got from Australia. I give a little advice to somebody and totally turn their body around. I mean, the face of the patient around, and I'll share the email with you. So let's get to our second guest, okay, Robert. And in this case, I want to prove to you that diabetes and high blood pressure can be cured, plus everything else, okay? So, Robert.
Hello. Good morning, doctor.
How are you?
Fine, how are you?
Okay, yeah, first thing I want you is to tell the audience that you have high blood pressure for quite a few number of years and also diabetes. So tell us about that before you saw me.
When I first went to see you in June the 27th, I told you at that time that I had suffered from high blood pressure all of my adult life. I'm 58 now.
Oh,
so
high school, right?
High school.
So that's more than 40 years.
Yeah.
Yes, huh? And how long diabetes? How long you had diabetes?
I have for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a chronic sinusitis condition. That's what really drove me to go to see you.
And you gave me one chance.
And I gave
you said you gave me two chances. You said you're going to give me two chances, right?
I gave you two chances.
Yeah, I only needed one.
I wouldn't go back. But to tell you the truth, after the first treatment, I saw 50% better in my sinus.
So I only needed one of your two chances.
Right. So then I was suffering from chronic pain from my right knee.
Yes.
Through arthritis, and that I have suffered all my adult life.
Right.
And plus chronic fatigue.
Yes.
And I had asthma.
Yes.
I was a wreck.
So, you were overweight too.
And overweight. And
how much weight have you lost so far?
Well, you know, losing the weight was secondary to everything that we were doing.
Yes.
Because I wasn't even trying to lose weight. I was just following a good diet.
Yes.
To maintain.
Exactly.
And by doing that, I lost 54 pounds.
Fantastic.
From June 27th to December of 2001.
And you look so much better, too.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, let's go back.
I guess my portion of the show should be entitled, What Not to Do.
Good. Share with us on that, yeah.
Because, you know, what happened during the Christmas season, I took off 2 weeks.
You including with your diet.
And I came back to you in the end of this January. I came back with back aches, my back problem, and I came back again with a abscess to my gums.
Yes.
And then also I got the flu.
Yes.
So that's what we're dealing with now, and that's because I went back to the foods you told me to stay away from.
Yes. The abscess in your gum was oozing pus profusely, and I told you that I'll give you two treatments. If you don't improve, if it didn't improve, then you must go see a dentist to drain it.
Right.
Do we need it?
Nope.
Yeah, you never need a dentist.
Nope.
And I'm not saying that in every case that can happen, but you know, the powerful balance and the energy going to this different area will heal it.
Right.
Yes.
Right. Yeah, I feel what your first guest said about the needles. You know, when I first went there, I was, you know, I'm not a lover of needles.
Yes.
But I am a lover of the results.
Yes.
The results, you know, I can't speak for them because going to the HMO primary doctors for years.
Yes.
All they did was put a Band-Aid on all of my ailments.
Yeah. How much medication were you taking for your high blood pressure?
I was taking, all kinds of, for high blood pressure, for my diabetes, for the fact I had two surgeries for my chronic sinusitis that they both failed.
Yes.
And even the steroids that they were giving me to my knee for the pain.
All this will make you
asthma
sick.
Asthma that I had not had since I was a child.
Yeah, all this will make you sicker and make you grow old faster. So in spite of all the medication.
I was very thinking of retiring because I couldn't, you know, I just couldn't get up in the morning to go to work anymore. It was not fun anymore.
Yeah. And you spent all the medication. Your blood pressure was high when you first came to see me.
Very high. My sugar was up to almost 400. It was 380 something.
So, when did you stop the high blood pressure and diabetes medication?
The day I saw you.
The day you saw me.
The day I went to see you. The first.
Okay, folks. Okay, don't call this anecdotal. Okay, for people in the scientific field. And those people that the public look up at you calling it anecdotal, is irresponsible and unethical. The probability of making that happen with any kind of drug is zero. The probability with using other natural remedy to change it dramatically in one day after 30 or 40 years of sickness, that uncontrollable blood pressure and blood sugar, is still nil. We turn it around, so this is not an anecdotal case. This is a cure, okay? The only reason why, even you went off your diet, did your blood pressure went back,
My blood pressure, my diabetes, or the pain to my knee that I was having really bad, has never come back. It's never returned.
Even with the diet you were on during Christmas?
When I just pigged out those weeks.
The reason...
And I just wanted to share this with the audience.
I just
go back to my primary doctor after 6 weeks after I had seen you.
Mm-hmm.
Complete blood work.
Yes.
Because I wanted to make sure everything was okay.
Yes.
You know, so I had a complete blood work. And the doctor, after he read me the results, he says, I don't know what it is you're doing or what they're doing, but whatever it is, keep it up because I can't argue with success.
That's right. Now, that's a person with a little more logic, yeah. Okay? Now, the reason why I don't do that, the blood test on you, there's no way that your blood test will be worse when you're feeling so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So you're doing this is actually wasting the system money.
Right.
For the last 18, 20 years, I have not done one MRI, very few blood tests. Now, certain times I do things you need it, and certain times I do need that patient needs surgery, like resecting a tumor and stuff like this, okay? But most of the time, all our money is going down the drain.
Yeah.
Yeah. So here's a perfect example. And you continue to lose weight, right?
Yes.
Yeah. How are you mentally?
Much better.
Much better, okay.
Because I was depressed also.
Do you feel like...
You also have, we went through, through the treatment for depression.
Yes.
Chronic fatigue, because all of these were the results of all these years of being on these depressing medications.
Yes. They contributed to the problem rather than helping it, yes.
And so now I can think clearer. I feel better. I mean, I can't describe the feeling, but it's a feeling I haven't had for a very long time.
Are you still thinking about retirement?
Oh, no. I want to continue as long as I can. As long as I feel like this, I know I can...
Let me tell you. Yeah, life is fun.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It is not... You don't know it until you really get sick before.
Yes.
You know, they're talking to a Pepsi generation young guy about not taking Pepsi, talking to a wall.
Yes.
Once you get sick and regain your health, and especially to this degree, it is exciting. Yes.
Yeah, I know, because even people at work, you know, I work with a much younger group. I'm the oldest one. And they all say, how come you don't act your age, you know? Because I feel my age.
Yeah, that's incredible. Well, yeah. Bob, I'm really happy that, thanks very much for coming back and share this story with us. And have a nice weekend, okay?
Okay.
We'll have you back later on if you got anything else to share with the audience, okay?
Yeah, I'd love to.
Okay, bye-bye. Yeah, for those people that have any kind of chronic disorders, okay, it really doesn't matter what label the medical profession put it. You know, mad cow disease, chronic fatigue syndrome, Guillain-Barré syndrome, they mean nothing to me because I look at what caused your stress in the past. Are you too worried, too angry, too sad, and what kind of emotional trauma you have? What kind of diet you're doing wrong, and what's the imbalance in your body. Then I treat your symptom according to the underlying cause to get rid of your problem. Once you get rid of the problem, I teach you. That's very important. A lot of natural doctors don't do that. To eat a balanced diet, to balance the emotional part, the invisible part of the problem, rather than the physical part. So for those of you that have problem and want our help, call the number 714-556-8664. And next week, come back and join us again. Have a nice weekend.